Welcome back to the Tide Pod. We're super excited to be back in the building using real recording equipment and working with fresh members on our team. We're kicking off our fourth season with a new and exciting series for incoming RM students this year. It's called A Beginner's Guide to RM. In this series, we'll be covering anything that students would like to know about the general high school experience or specific to RM. And this can range from academic advice, insight into courses or uncommon electives, AP and IB information, highlights to our sports teams or award-winning clubs. So stay tuned for more episodes to come. Now, this episode is about school traditions, as well as some recommendations for the best food places and deals near our school. We are joined today by Lulu August, who is the school-wide SGA president and the mastermind behind all the school-sponsored events happening in RM. She was also crowned royalty just this past weekend. And before we begin, my name is Courtney Kim, the new Tidepod editor and your host for today. Hi, Lulu. Thank you for joining us today. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hi, Courtney. Hi to all the people listening. Hello.
That's great to hear. All right. I'd like to jump right ahead into the questions. What were some beginning of the year RM traditions that we might have missed? We are in mid-October right now. So could you briefly go over what exciting events happened in the beginning of this school year?
Yes. All of them took place kind of leading up to homecoming. So first of all, we have homecoming hallway decorations. So if you're unfamiliar, homecoming has a central theme. For us this year, it was Friday Night Lights. Other times, it's been like disco, decades, or even a haunted Halloween that was really late in the year. So this year, we had Friday Night Lights, and we thought since it was related to high school nostalgic memories, we would do nostalgic high school teen movies. So we had Mean Girls, we had Bring It On, Grease and High School Musical, and we signed each to one grade.
I see.
And then each grade has like about 3 weeks to kind of decorate, you know, plan decorating the hallways and then put them up the day before, 2 days before homecoming. So if you walked around on October 15th and saw all the different decorations and stuff and was wondering what that was all about, those were our annual hallway decorations. Fun fact, RM used to do floats. Not hallway decoration, but we used to have like huge parade floats that people would like build together and then drive them like around the track.
Oh wow.
But we don't do that
and
anymore.
How far back was my... That does sound super fun. I didn't know that the SGA was behind all the themes of each hallway. It was really nice to see though, walking around. It's nice to see the decorations. And some of the decorations are pretty funny, too.
Mm-hmm.
How about certain fundraisers? I know that we had recently had a supply drive maybe a few weeks ago, and the SGA seemed to plan it as a competition between the grades. So what was the planning process behind that?
Right. So usually the beginning of the year for SGA is apparently the busiest year.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much going on, and there are new SGA members, including myself. I mean, I'm not a new member, but I'm new in this position. So there's a lot you have to learn and also a lot you have to plan all at once. But we decided to add another event, the School Supply Drive, to support families who were impacted and displaced by the Twin Brook flooding, which is really unfortunate. So, yeah, we made it a competition between the grades and the grade that donated the most points. We did it as a point system instead of items because some items are worth more than others, like a backpack is... monetarily, like money-wise, it's worth more than a pencil. So backpacks were worth more points. And so the class that earned the most points had candy and happened to be junior. So woohoo, congrats to the juniors.
Congrats,
you guys got candy in your advisory class. There are Sour Patch Kids and Skittles, so I hope you enjoyed.
Okay. Well, congrats to the juniors. I think seniors need to step up a bit.
Me too. Seniors out there, you know, it's hashtag senior season and we are not winning. Step it up. Anyway.
Right. Okay, so that was really interesting. Are there any events that we're looking forward to from now on, whether it's Spirit Week? Oh yeah, tell us more about Spirit Week.
Yes, all right. So another homecoming tradition, the week leading up to homecoming, Monday through Friday, we have a Spirit Week. And what we usually do is like we plan the Spirit Week in this class called Student Leadership. It's an SGA class of about like 30 members. Anybody can be a part of the class, but you do need to apply to be in it. And then the SGA teacher sponsors will choose which students they would like to be within the class, depending on how much space they have left. But priority does go to upperclassmen and to people who are already on the SGA Executive Board, which is separate. And as you probably know, one of them was not as popular, but definitely others were. And another tradition, Friday is always Black and Gold Friday. Gotta show that school pride. And Tuesday is always Toga Tuesday for seniors. Mm-hmm. Don't know when that started, but I've always wanted to do Toga Tuesday since I was a freshman.
That does sound really exciting. And was there a social media hashtag post trend going on with Spirit Week by any chance?
We didn't really, but one of the things I wanted to do as president this year is start an SGA TikTok.
Oh.
Okay, full disclaimer, we don't have that many followers on TikTok, but I think the reels are overall going pretty well. Like, it's basically the same videos that we put on TikTok and Instagram, it's mm-hmm. just that the Instagram ones just are more popular. Mm-hmm. They're the same videos, though.
Right, it takes time for, like, a social media platform to gain more attention, mm-hmm. right? And does SGA happen to have a social media department?
Yeah, we have this committee called Print Publicity.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, they used to just do, like, the banners on Main Street and the SGA bulletin board and mm-hmm. flyers around the school. But now, as things are more digital, social media ends up being, like, the main way we promote things. So, a lot of it is over Instagram, but every now and then we use Twitter to communicate more mm-hmm. with teachers and less so students. Mm-hmm. And then there's also Canvas, which we use pretty often.
Right, right.
So yeah.
Yeah, I do also get most of the information from the SGA through the Instagram page, mm-hmm. and I have to say that the graphics are really cute.
Yeah, I saw them. Woo-hoo.
Right. You're doing a great job on that.
Oh, another tradition for homecoming is the day before homecoming, we have a pep rally. So mm-hmm. everybody basically had to go unless you had some, you know, outstanding circumstances, mm-hmm. or, yeah, circumstances. But, you know, we planned that with the cheer team and the Palms team mm-hmm. and all the sports captains mm-hmm. get to do get to pose and like run out on the field right. and it's super fun. And then I think the thing that a lot of people, if not most people, look forward to the most is bombs, uh-huh. which the SGA along with the Palms team trains.
Oh.
And that was like really fun.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a tradition that I've always looked forward to mm-hmm. After I first realized it in my freshman year.
Yeah. Traditionally, BOMS is for boys, mm-hmm. but we decided to open it up to all students this year, although I'm pretty sure it was a majority just senior boys, like all students of all genders mm-hmm. within senior year. Mm-hmm. So it might just stay that way, or we might have some new people join us. And each time we have a pep rally, we've always had a fall pep rally, the mm-hmm. one we just had, and a winter one, mm-hmm. and we're thinking of possibly having a spring one, so that would be mm-hmm. pretty exciting. But each time, we have applications reopen for BOMS, so if you're interested and you're a senior of any gender identity, feel free to, you know, check that out when the applications come out.
Right, seems like a super fun opportunity. And speaking of pep rallies, I noticed that you guys organize games mm-hmm. for students to apply, volunteer or apply to and yeah. play. And I noticed that these games changed a little bit year by year. I noticed a lot of new games that popped up during this fall's pep rally. So can you tell me more about like who chooses the games and how you recruit students to play the games?
Yes, so we have a committee. We have a lot of committees. Mm-hmm. One of them is Print Publicity. The mm-hmm. other one is a Spirit Committee. Mm-hmm. So they're in charge of planning the pep rally. And they just thought of some games that wouldn't be too touchy and everything with mm-hmm. COVID. So we came up with Tug of War and then the Relay Races, mm-hmm. Both with potato sacks and like the three-legged one. And then usually it would be really fun if we could like pull people out of the crowd. Unfortunately, we can't do that for safety reasons. Imagine people moving out of the stands and coming out onto the sides and running down the stairs and everything. It's just, there's a lot of room for error mm-hmm. there. So we basically asked each of the class SGA councils mm-hmm. to send out a form to their grades to advertise it to get people to volunteer. So we basically had free volunteers, not from SGA, but from just the general student body mm-hmm. who participated in those games. So I'm pretty thankful for them because I think they made it a really great show.
Right.
Did you see what happened with Tug of War? The juniors and seniors were both like pulling at the rope at the same time, mm-hmm. and the rope just happened to like break in the middle or snap or tear, or maybe it was tied in the middle, I don't know. But anyway, so both sides fell down, and then the seniors started cheering as if they won. Didn't technically win, but seniors for the win.
No, I'm all here for the propaganda. Like, seniors won.
For sure.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Another tradition, mm-hmm. homecoming court. I'm sure most people know what this is. If you don't, usually some schools do it only for seniors and some have homecoming court for the whole school. We only do seniors, although if you want to change that, definitely let me know. I'd be interested in hearing about it. So basically, seniors had a chance to nominate themselves to be on the court. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, there's nothing about like deserving the court. Like, it's not there's nothing you need to apply for. You just mm-hmm. nominate yourself mm-hmm. if you want to be on it. It's basically a popularity contest. That's what it is. And so people had the chance to nominate themselves, basically an opt-in form. And then from there, we sent out forms to the advisory classes mm-hmm. and asked people to fill out who they want to be on their court, and they mm-hmm. got to pick up to 20 people.
Right.
And then from there, we counted the votes, mm-hmm. and the top 20 people are your court. Mm-hmm. And then seniors had the option to vote while they were buying tickets for homecoming, mm-hmm. So they could vote then too, and then the top two students with the most votes got homecoming royalty, also known as homecoming queen and king. Mm-hmm. But ever since our previous president, Claire, who was amazing, she made it a gender-neutral court, so now we just call it royalty.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. And I would love to congratulate you on being crowned homecoming royalty this past weekend.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, could you tell us more about like what exactly does the homecoming court do? I had seen many friends that didn't realize they were actually required to go to the game or go to the dance after being a named court. Mm-hmm. So could you tell us like what their responsibility is?
Yes, so the court is officially announced at the homecoming football game, which happens the day before homecoming, Friday night lights, that mm-hmm. whole thing. So they're officially announced. They just walk out on the field with an escort of their choice. Could mm-hmm. be a family member, could be a relative, could be a friend, a partner, mm-hmm. anyone, a teacher. I've seen teachers be escorts. Anybody of your choosing, really. One person wanted to have like a cutout. That was pretty funny. We can't do cutouts, but you can have like real people. So basically you walk out with your escort and you're mm-hmm. officially announced, and then that's when the royalty are announced for the first time. So it just helps build hype for the game, and it's really fun.
Oh, I see.
And then also at the actual dance, mm-hmm. you get announced there too, and like you get to walk down and like, or dance down an aisle, and people like make an aisle and cheer and everything.
Sounds cute. Mm-hmm. I wish I was there to see it. Well, how do you feel about homecoming royalty? Like, what motivated you to nominate yourself, and any comments from our, I don't want to call you queen, but queen?
Well, I didn't have any motivation. I put my name down as a joke senior year. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I, you know, like, dances and games, like football games, they're not really my thing. Mm-hmm. Like, the reason why I joined SGA is because I was really interested in the student advocacy side of it. Uh-huh. And, like, I really like the whole social media aspect of it, too. There mm-hmm. were just a lot of things that really drew me to them. And mm-hmm. honestly, homecoming and, like, all that leading up to it wasn't really a part of that, although mm-hmm. I did enjoy helping plan it. Mm-hmm. But I just put my name down as a joke, and I figured it's senior year. Mm-hmm. I've missed a year and a half of high school.
Right.
The most I can do is make up for the time I've lost and just get involved in all the things I have a chance to do. So I just put my name down for fun, and I convinced some of my friends to do the same thing. You probably know I badgered them for a few days to make sure that they put their names down on the list. And so it was quite a surprise when I saw my name on the court. And then also a huge surprise when I saw my name, when I heard my name for royalty. So that was pretty nice.
No, congratulations. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy for you as well.
Yeah, and congratulations to everyone else that not only won court and royalty, but also nominated themselves.
Right. Yeah. You're living the high school experience as you should.
Yeah.
Now, I think we need to move on to a little bit about futuristic plans. Mm-hmm. What are some things that students should be looking forward to by the SGA or in our school? And do you have anything that's going on inside?
Yes. We have an Afghan refugee drive. This is something that we wanted to do earlier in the year, but there were just so many things going on. There was the school supply drive for twin birth families. There was like homecoming preparations. So overall, it definitely just took a lot of manpower. Every time you do an event, you want to run it the best way you can possibly. Right.
Quality over quantity.
Exactly. And so as important event as it is, mm-hmm. we just had to push it back, because if we did it earlier, it just wouldn't have gone as planned. There would have been so many errors and so many mistakes mm-hmm. that we wouldn't have been giving the cause as much justice as it deserves. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing that coming up. There's also Powder Puff girls football. And this year we're adding Powder Puff cheer. So if you want to like cheer on your classmates, then that will be open to students of all genders.
I see.
Then you definitely can. We also have a general assembly coming up, which mm-hmm. is for all of the student advisory delegates, but also open to any student in the school who'd like to come and give feedback on things such as the Spirit Week and other things. Mm-hmm. Totally could. And yeah, a lot more coming up.
Sounds really fun. And, you know, to anyone listening, Lulu is your person to go, or any SGA delegate or officer of your class. Please feel free to ask them. They spend a lot of time planning these events and making sure that as many students are involved and can enjoy them.
Yeah, come talk to me. I like talking and I like meeting people.
Thank you so much, Lulu. I think we do have to wrap it up here. I really hope that for the audience too, it was a enjoyable and fruitful time to learn more about our school. And I hope that everyone looks forward to seeing these events in person this year.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. For listening to this episode of the Thai Pod, we hope you'll join us for another episode. More information about the Thai Pod and the rest of the newspaper can be found on the Tide's website at thermtide.com. This episode of the Thai Pod was hosted by Courtney Kim, script by Courtney Kim and Krishna K, publicity and outreach by Courtney Kim, graphic by Valerie Wang, and music courtesy by Corrigan Peters, produced and edited by Courtney Kim and Jupleen Carr.